Okay. Rishus Rabotai, if you could take a page of Mar Makomos from the back. Can you hear me? Okay. Okay. In other words, if anyone has problems of hearing, there are seats up front. I want to welcome everyone to the first, annual Yom Limud of Ritz. And it's very, very special that people came from home. I have people over here on Zoom, but that there are people who came in person to show Hakaras HaTov to the yeshiva and to the kollel. Chen Chen, thank you very much. I wanted to give this shiur this evening in memory of Moreinu v'Rabbeinu, Rav Aaron Lichtenstein, whose yahrzeit was Rosh Chodesh Iyar. And this room is the room in which he gave his tshuva drashas. He was the really almost the original Rosh Yeshiva of the Grus Kollel. And I think the Grus Kollel and Rav Lichtenstein are sort of identified with one another. And so I'm going to say over a shtickel Torah that he wrote up. He wrote it up in a volume called Kavod HaRav that was put out in 1984 in honor of Rav Soloveitchik's 40th anniversary of giving shiur in YU. And the volume begins with an article of Moshe Feinstein, then moves over to an article of Aaron Cutler. There was a various Rosh Yeshiva. And then the Ramim in YU, and then other Ramim that were invited, or at that time, he was already in Alon Shvut. And so he wrote the article as Rosh Yeshivat Haretzion. The topic is a very, very fascinating topic. We know that there's a rule, Osek b'mitzvah, Pater min ha-mitzvah. The question is, does this apply to the world of Talmud Torah? If someone is learning, and someone comes to ask for tzedakah, someone comes to ask you to, it's to attend a wedding, to attend a levaya, etc. How does one weigh values in terms of knowing what to do? And here, the text that we're going to work off of is a Rambam in Hilchos Ishus in Perek Tesvav Halacha Beis that deals with the mitzvah of Pru Urevu. And the Rambam points out that this mitzvah has a certain time frame. Me'emasai ha'ish nitchayv ha'mitzvah zo mi'ben shva esrei. V'kevan sha'avru esrim shana v'lo nasa isha hareza over umavat al mitzvat asei. The Rambam views that not only is pru uruva mitzvah asei, but also that it's the time frame is very important. V'im haya asuk v'torah v'tarud ba v'haya misyare milisa isha kadeshi go yitrach b'mezonot v'yivatel min ha-Torah, hareza mutar lehit acher. That a person can push off a wedding in order to be able to continue learning. And then the Rambam gives as a reasoning, sheha'osek b'mitzvah patur min ha-mitzvah. He's involved in a mitzvah. He's currently learning. And pru revu is a mitzvah. And when you're involved in mitzvah A, you're patur from mitzvah B. Kol shekein b'talmud Torah. If this is the case with classic mitzvos that a person's involved in hashavas aveda, a person is involved in a mitzvah of simchas chasam v'kala, etc., kal v'chomer that it applies to the world of Talmud Torah. The Rambam l'chora bases himself on a Gemara in Kedushin on Daf Kaf Testament days that the statement in the Rambam that someone who is asuk b'torah v'torah bo, and he's afraid that if he gets married, he won't be able to continue learning, that he's allowed to postpone a wedding. That l'chora is the b'raisa over here on Daf Kaf Tesamid Beis. Tanu Rabbanan, Lilmo Torah v'lisa Isha. These are the two mitzvos that are in front of him. Lilmo Torah v'acharkach yisa Isha. He's allowed to continue learning and push off the marriage. In terms of what the Rambam says, the Kevan Sha'avru Esrim Shana v'lo nasa Isha, Hareza over mevatel mitzvah saseh. That's also in the Gemara. Amar Rava, the Chaintan of Rabbi Yishmael, Ad Esrim Shana Yoshev HaKadosh Baruch Hu Metzapel Lo'odam Matay Yisraisha, Kevan Shigeh Esrim Shana V'lonasa, Amar Tipach Atzmotav. One could have learned this Gemara as an Eitzah Tova. The Rambam took it as the definition of the mitzvah, as the Hagdara of the mitzvah. What the Rambam adds, and which one doesn't find in the Gemara, is the reasoning. Why does Talmud Torah push off marriage? Why is it push off the Isak B'Pru Revu? The Rambam says, She'osek b'mitzvah pater min ha-mitzvah, kol shekein b'Talmud Torah. That Talmud Torah pater is an individual from other mitzvahs, including the mitzvah of Pru Urevu. This lechora is a tremendous chiddush, which appears to go smack in the face of another Rambam, and that other Rambam is also based on very powerful mekorot. If you look in the Rambam in Hilchos Talmud Torah and Perek Gimel, Halacha Gimel and Dalet, Halacha Gimel, the Rambam sings the praise of Talmud Torah. Ein lacha mitzvah b'chol mitzvah skulan shishukula keneged Talmud Torah, ega Talmud Torah keneged kol ha-mitzvah skulan, shehatalmud mevi lidei ma'aseh. Lefikach, ha-talmud kodem le-ma'aseh b'chol makom. That's in terms of the stature, the ma'amad of Talmud Torah. Then in halacha dalet, he points out, what if we have to choose? Ha-ya lefanav asiyas mitzvah v'talmud Torah? Then, if the mitzvah could be done by someone else could give the tzedakah, someone else could attend the wedding, perhaps, then lo yafsik talmudo. V'im lav yaseh ha-mitzvah v'yachzor le-talmudo. Here, lechor, the Rambam is telling us black on white that we do not say in the world of Talmud Torah, osek b'mitzvah patur min ha-mitzvah, that if one is learning and there is a mitzvah that comes on the scene, which only he can be mekayim, he has to stop learning and do that mitzvah. Namely, just the opposite of what we saw by Pru Revu. Pru Revu, it says that we can continue learning and push off the Pru Revu. Here it says, no, you stop learning, you do the mitzvah, and then you can return to learn. This Rambam in Hilchos Talmud Torah is based both on a Bavli and a Yerushalmi. The Bavli in Moed Katan on Daf Tesamud Beis points out that there is a question in terms of how do we relate to Talmud Torah in terms of other mitzvos. Ksiv yikara hi mipninim b'chol chafatzecha lo yishvuba. It appears, ha-cheftzei shemayim, yishvuba, that Talmud Torah is one of 613 mitzvos. However, it also, we have a pasuk, kol chafatzim lo yishvuba. Kol chafatzim, even cheftzei shemayim, that Talmud Torah is a super mitzvah. So the Gemara says, it's no stira. Kan the mitzvah she'efshar la'asosa ayedei acherim. Then we have a situation in which the Talmud Torah precedes other mitzvos. However, the mitzvah she'iv sharlasos de'acherim, then Talmud Torah is not on a higher plane, and we're mafsik the Torah in order to learn. Similarly, we have a Yerushalmi, Rav Yochanan b'shem Rav Shimon bar Yochai, kagon anu. Rav Shimon bar Yochai was one of those unique individuals who was tarasam umnasam, and Rav Shimon bar Yochai was quoted by Rav Yochanan as saying that we are oskim b'talmud Torah afilu kriyat shma einu mafsikin. Not only does our learning pater us from davening three times a day, which may be drabanan, our learning also paters us from saying kriyat shma twice a day, which is d'oraisa. Rabbi Chanina ben Akavya Omer, he says, for people who are tarasim umnasam, maybe that's a unique status of Rav Shimon bar Yochai. But what about the rest of the world? Kishem shemafsikin l'kriyat shma. Certainly, we stop learning to say kriyat shma twice a day. Kach mafsikin l'tfila, even if tfila is drabanan, v'l'tfilin u'l'shar kol mitzvoteha shel Torah. Namely, that all mitzvos, we apply this principle that Talmud Torah takes a backstage in terms of other mitzvos. If you're involved in learning and a mitzvah comes and it's a mitzvah, she'iyev shar la'asose yedei acher, then you stop learning and do the mitzvah. So Gemara asks, and what Rav Shimon bar Yochai doesn't agree, according to Rav Shimon bar Yochai v'lo modi, Rav Shimon bar Yochai shemafsikin lasot sukkah v'lasot lulav, even a person who's tarasu and nasa, but he's going to say, I'm not going to listen to shofar on Rosh Hashanah, I'm not going to be nota lulav on sukkahs, I'm too busy learning. Pas v'shalom, v'lesle Rav Shimon bar Yochai halomed la'asos, v'lo halomed shelo amanas la'asos. Doesn't learning have to be done in order to be able to perform mitzvos, not to learn and to push away mitzvos? That such an individual, Lomed Shalom and Asos Mitzvos, Noach Lo Kilu Lo Nivra, would have been better had he not been created. Amar Rav Yochanan, Lomed Shalom Asos, Noach Lo Kilu Nishapcha, Shliyoso Apanav, Velo Yotza Lo Olam, it's better had he not been born. So doesn't Rav Shimon bar Yochai agree with that? That if you're learning, even Terasim and Nasam, you have to eat matzah at night of Pesach, you have to be Notel Lulav on Sukkot. So the Gemara says, "Time is Rishon by Yochai, Zeshinun v'Zeshinun." Rishon by Yochai said it only by Tefillah and by Kriyat Shema that he viewed. I'm learning. My nafkin if I'm learning Zvachim or Menachos or I'm learning or I'm reading from Parashas Ve'eschanan Kriyat Shema. Learning is learning. Ve'mevatlin shin of neshim, namely that even those people who are Torasim Umnasam have to stop their learning in order to do mitzvos. Kal v'chomer, the rest of us who are not Torasinu Umnasinu, that we have to stop our learning. So we see over here, l'chora, both from the Bavli, the Gemara Baba Kama, Moed Katan, and from this Yerushalmi, which I quoted from Masechah Shabbos, but it's also in Brachos, and also, it's also in Brachos, I forget where else, but it's a number of places in the Yerushalmi, we see that the din of Osek with Mitzvah, Patur and Mitzvah does not apply to Talmud Torah. And the Meiri Alatar in Moed Katan summarizes these two Gemaras, the Bavli in Moed Katan and the Yerushalmi. Af Apisha Amru Osek with Mitzvah, Patur and Mitzvah, Ein Talmud Torah Bichlal Ze. Ela Misha Ya Osek B'Torah, and he came to a Mitzvah, moving to the second line, of Eif Shalasos Eyedei Acherim, and he gives examples. Then moving to the end of the third line, Hamitzvah Kodemes Umavatel Talmud Torah, because the whole purpose of Talmud Torah is Kedei Lekayim Ve'ein Mafkia Chiyuvah Me'olav V'Kiyum Mitzvahs Talmud Torah Afilu Mitzvah Kala Afal Pi Shozik Mitzvah Potamen Hamitzvah Lo Ne'emar Kein B'Talmud Torah. That the Miri stresses that Talmud Torah is an exception, even though it may be the most important super mitzvah. But the principle of Osik Mitzvah, Patur and Mitzvah does not apply to Talmud Torah. The whole concept of Talmud Torah, Yikara, Liyadiyas, Kiyum, Shar Mitzvos, is to know what to do. And so to learn and not to do what you're supposed to do, that we saw in the Yerushalmi, would have been better that you had not been born. So the question is, why, according to the Rambam, is Pru Ravu an exception? In Pru Ravu, the Rambam says that Osik Mitzvah, Patur and Mitzvah, Kol Shekein B'Talmud Torah, that Talmud Torah as a super mitzvah, certainly you should not stop learning in order to get married. And yet we find that getting married is a mitzvah, Pru Ravu is a mitzvah, but also Shabbos, but also, Lulav is a mitzvah, and Matzah is a mitzvah. For Lulav and Matzah, we say that there's no din of Osik Mitzvah, Patam and a mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Why should Pru Ravu be an exception? So when looks in the Shulchan Aruch, they met the Shulchan Aruch and Evan Ezer, quotes our Rambam in Hilchos Ishus, Mihu im osik b'Torah v'Torah bo misyare lisa isha kadesh lo yitrapim b'zonov yisbatlam in a Torah, muter l'isacher, this is word for word in the Rambam, period. Namely, you can quote the halacha of the Rambam, but not the reasoning of the Rambam. That reasoning, she osik b'mitzah patra and a mitzah kol shein talmud Torah, that l'chora makes no sense, and so the Mechaber simply left it out of the Shulchan Aruch, because it, in other words, the halacha, as we saw, is built into the Gemara in Kedushin, but the explanation is not that of the Rambam. What then do we do with the Rambam? So if one looks in the Achronim, one finds that this bothered the Achronim, and I'm aware of three responses, and then I'd like to give you Rav Lichtenstein's take on the matter, and that will be the shiur for this evening. We have a Maharam Shik in his Tshuvos who was bothered by this reasoning of the Rambam. Again, not by the halacha. The halacha that you should push off marriage if you're learning until you feel that you're ready to get married, as long as there are no yehurim that bother you, that's a halacha, that's a braisa. That's not a question. The problem is the Rambam's reasoning that this is built on osik b'mitzvah, patur min ha-mitzvah. So harambam nasan tam lazem yishim osik mitzvah p'turim, va'emes tam zeh kosh alai. Is that really true? This is what the Yerushalmi asked from Rav Shimon bar Yochai. And also we have the V'hachi Maskinim B'Moed Katan, that Osek B'Mitzvah does not apply to Talmud Torah. That a mitzvah she'ev shalasos the acherim, sarachu mechuyev levatel min ha-Torah v'lasos ha-mitzvah. So why is Pru Ravu unique? Comes the Maharam Shik and says, al koach av tzarech lomar de Pru Ravu mikri efshar lehiskayim, the Iker Hatam Lamala Liyashev Ha'ola. That we saw in Moed Katan, there are two types of mitzvahs. There are mitzvahs that are a chiv on you to do personally, and then there are mitzvahs that can be done by others. And so he says, Pru Ravu is a mitzvah that can be done by others. There are many, many Jews. They can all be Mekayim Pru Ravu. They can all fill the land, Meluas Haris V'Kivshua, And you don't have to, and therefore it says, since it's a mitzvah, so their Talmud Torah trumps. Their Talmud Torah comes first. Very, very, very strange. We all know that there is a mitzvah midrabanan of Lotohu Yitzarah, Lasheves, Lotohu Ra'ah, Lasheves Yitzarah. That mitzvah midrabanan that you should continue having children even after you have the minimum of Peru Revu, that mitzvah, maybe, it's that which is mutal on the tzibur. But Peru Revu, Meluas Aretz, that's a Chovas Gavra. That's an individual mitzvah. That's a mitzvah she'efshar la'asoseyed de'acher. You can't say that, that's any different than a mitzvah in the world of Chovas Gavra, of eating matzah, taking a lulav. So you also have an individual chiyuv of Peru Revu. Very, very, very strange. But that's the Maharam Sheikh's direction. The other, if we move to the second page, so the Aruch HaShulchan has a different, he was bothered by the same issue. He quotes the Rambam verbatim, Mihu Mishi Odeya Ba'atzmo, in Tum Che Osik Mitzvah Patur Min HaMitzvah, in brackets Rambam. And then he explains, Af Al Gav Da Osif HaMitzvah, Engel Lif Torah Tzmai MiMitzvos, Mikol Makom, Mitzvah Pru Urevu, Yeshu Adayin Zman L'Kayim, Have K Mitzvah She'eno Overes, Mitzvah Talmud Torah Docha Ota. That the whole issue that we have by Osek B'mitzvah, Pater Min HaMitzvah, is if the two mitzvahs are on our table currently, in the present. But if one of those mitzvahs lends itself to be postponed, so then there's no issue of Osek B'mitzvah, Pater Min HaMitzvah. The problem is that the Rambam himself says that if Avru Esrim Shana V'lona Sa'isha, Hareza Over Mevatel Mitzvah Saseh. The Rambam doesn't say that Peru Revu you can be Mekayim any time in your life. He gives a very, very rigid framework. It's on the table currently if you're 18, 19, 20 years old. It's on the table currently. A. B. What is this? Why would the Rambam use the language of Ha'osek B'mitzvah, Pater Ben HaMitzvah? This is not Pater Ben HaMitzvah. This is simply that you're not yet chayav in the mitzvah. So very, very, again, just as the Marik, the Maharam Sheikh was very strange, the Aruch HaShulchan is just as strange. And it's not me that calls him strange, it's the Netziv. The Netziv has tshuvas called Meshiv Davar, and in Chelek Beis of Meshiv Davar, Simon and Gimel, the Netziv pointed out that he was very bothered by this Rambam, and someone wrote him a letter that he could answer the Rambam. And he says, the Yishev, in the middle second line, the Yishev malas kvodo nero yoir, the Rambam kiven l'mashakosav ba'ofen shev shalakayim mitzvah b'zman acher, or Yedei Acher, namely that individual gave him the Teirutz of the Aruch HaShulchan, he gave him the Teirutz of the Maharam Sheikh, and the Netziv says, Lo chen yedidi sovel lashon osek b'mitzvah patur min ha-mitzvah. Those are very interesting reasons, but you can't push them into the Rambam. The Rambam uses the phrase, osek b'mitzvah patur min ha-mitzvah. He doesn't say that this is a mitzvah shiyachol laso se Yedei Acherim. He doesn't say this is a mitzvah which lends itself to be pushed off. Ela patur, afilu shelo yase mitzvah cheres legamrei, and he points out that it's just very strange. And so, how could the Rambam use this language of osim mitzvah patur min hamitzvah? The kol shekein Talmud Torah is no kol shekein Talmud Torah. Certainly, there's no concept of osik mitzvah patur min hamitzvah. As the Miri pointed out, amanas kein nitna Torah kedei lasos mitzvos. That the whole concept of Talmud Torah is to learn how to live as a Jew. And to ignore the mitzvah is not that which we would call as living like a Jew. The Netziv ends his tshuva that he's totally perplexed. Asher b'chol makom. The Rambam classically, his language is Meir. And here he quotes the pasuk from Shiras Devorah, Hashem yirad li b'giborim. I'm trying to understand that the Rambam. And I just can't. Nefesh amus ba'avoda, naftali tzvi Yehuda Berlin. Is there another explanation if these two explanations are rejected by the Netziv? So there is an explanation at length in the Shulchan Aruch HaRav. The Shulchan Aruch HaRav, we know, has a lengthy kuntras on Talmud Torah, with the kuntras achron within the kuntras. And just to summarize his conclusions, he says really that there are tzvei dinim in Talmud Torah. There are two concepts, there are two frameworks of Talmud Torah. One of them is La'asok b'Torah, to be involved in Torah, v'agisa v'yomam v'layla, that a Jew, when he's not making a living, should always be learning. That this is kihem chayenu v'orech yamein. And but secondly, aside from being osik b'talmud Torah, there is a unique obligation of yediyas haTorah. Of Yulkin, in the fourth line, he points out, Lilmod liskor kol halachot b'tameyem hem perush tayag mitzvos ikar Torah sheba'al peh, that a person is expected to know Torah. There's yediyas haTorah. And so we have an inyan of being osek b'Torah, of constantly being learning, and then we have a chiyuv to review that which we're learning to the point that we know Torah. This is a mitzvah not on individual A or individual B, on every Jew. He's supposed to know Torah to the best of his ability. So the Baal HaTanya posits that when do we say that there is no din of osek b'mitzvah, potter min ha-mitzvah by Talmud Torah? That's in terms of esek ha-Torah. There we distinguish between mitzvah she'yachol la'asos yedei acher, mitzvah she'yefshar la'asos yedei acher, that when we're dealing with learning Torah, so we stop learning to be no talulav. We stop learning to eat matzah. However, when we're talking about yediyas haTorah, so there we say, osek b'mitzvah, pater min ha-mitzvah. You have to find that time to learn, and if that time to learn is going to be on the cheshbon of mitzvahs, like even pru revu, so b'vakasha, find that time and continue learning until you know the Torah, and only then be mekayim the mitzvah of pru urevu. That's what he writes in that second paragraph. To someone who is involved in esek haTorah, if we're dealing with yediyas haTorah, so there, in other words, that takes precedence. It's a very beautiful chiluk, but between that and the Rambam is a very, very huge gap. The Rambam doesn't say anything about this. The Rambam in Hilchos Ishus speaks about the person who is osek b'Torah, not the person who is yodea haTorah or involved in yediyas haTorah. He is involved in the osek b'Torah. It's haikar chaser min haSefer, if one would want to explain the Rambam in this manner. Before I come to the answer that Ruch Sin gave for the Rambam, I just want to point out that the answer that he gave for the Rambam will also solve two other Rishonim who l'chora get stuck in the same quandary. One of them is Rashi, and the other one is the Maharach or Zarua. Rashi is in Sukkah. There's a Mishnah in Sukkah on Daf Kafei Amud Aleph. Shluchei mitzvah peturim min hasukkah. Why are shluchei mitzvah peturim min hasukkah? Says the Gemara, because b'shivtacha b'veisecha prato osek b'mitzvah. That shluchei mitzvah, we apply the principle of osek b'mitzvah pater min ha-mitzvah. What are the examples of shluchei mitzvah? So the Rashi gives three examples of holchei ledvar mitzvah. The second example, lahakpil penei rabo, that's black and white in the Gemara. Lifdo shvuyim is black and white in the Gemara. The first example, someone who's going to learn Torah, lachora is black and white in the Gemara as well. However, lachora, we're dealing over here with a hechsher of Talmud Torah. And we just said that there is no osek b'mitzvah patur min ha-mitzvah by Talmud Torah. To apply osek mitzvah patur min ha-mitzvah to lahakpil penei rabo, to apply it to pidyon shvuyim, fine. But how does it apply to lilmod Torah? It's very, very strange that a person who's learning Torah should stop to do a mitzvah. But if he's on the way to learn Torah, then he's patur from a mitzvah, sort of a bit upside down. That's the problem with Rashi. The Maharach or Zeruah comes up with a very, very strange shita that no one ever, ever had a havamina of instituting Ochel Lemaisa, but we have to be aware that there is such a Maharach or Zeruah. First, he quotes his father, the Or Zeruah. That the Or Zeruah, the Maharach Or Zeruah's father, Chaim Or Zeruah's father, disagreed with most Balei HaTosfos. Most Balei HaTosfos hold that Osek B'mitzvah, Patur Min HaMitzvah is only if you can't do both. If you can't do both, you have to choose. So we say the mitzvah that you were doing, continue, and that pushes off the mitzvah you haven't yet begun. The Or Zeruah himself says, even if you could do both, you don't have to. Even if you, let's say, taking care of an Aveda, and while you're taking care of an Aveda, someone knocks on the door and asks for tzedakah, you could give him tzedakah while you continue with your left hand taking care of the Aveda, give him tzedakah with your right hand. But the Or Zeruah says you don't have to. The Reb Chaim Or Zeruah paskins like his father. And then he wants to apply it, and he says that therefore, if you have individuals who are going to learn in a yeshiva, that they want to be involved totally in the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, they're pater from doing any mitzvahs while they're bebeit taraf. They don't have to do any mitzvahs. They don't have to listen to shofar. They don't have to eat matzah. They don't have to take lulav while they're learning in a yeshiva, because they're osek in mitzvah. They're osek in Talmud Torah, and they're pater from all other mitzvahs. If they want to be mekayim them, like a woman wants to be mekayim a mitzvah, say she has ban grama, so she can be mekayim even with a bracha, but they don't have to. Again, it's like a wild, you know, or its approach, but it's sort of taking the Rambam to an extreme. And so if we have a problem with the Rambam, that since when does osek mitzvah pater mitzvah apply to Talmud Torah, we have that problem 10 times over with the Marach or Zeruah. Okay, so let's try and just cut the Gordian knot and explain all of these with a different approach to the world of osek mitzvah patman hamitzvah. That Rav Uchenstein posited that rather than try and fit the Rambam, the circle, into a square, let's take the circle as a circle. The Rambam says black and white in Hilchos Ishus that osek mitzvah applies to Talmud Torah. He says that osek mitzvah patur min hamitzvah kol shekein b'talmud Torah. Not like the Meiri. Doesn't like, you know, it's the Meiri says no, but the Rambam says yes, that osek mitzvah applies to Talmud Torah. What do we do with the Gemara Moed Katan? What do we do with the Yerushalmi? So Rav Uchenstein said, osek b'mitzvah, patur min hamitzvah applies to someone who is osek b'Torah. How do we define an individual who is osek b'Torah? Since we have the Yerushalmi that asked on Rav Shimon bar Yochai, do you want to say that someone who's learning is pater from Sukkah and from Lulav? Do you want to say that learning could be done shelo almanas l'kayim? Lo yitachem. That learning shelo almanas l'kayim is not learning. It's better that that person had not been born. It's better that he would have died at birth. Namely, that we're going to define learning with a characteristic. That learning is only defined as learning. And in order to fit in the category of osek b'mitzvah, patur min hamitzvah, if that learning is almanas l'asos, if that learning is in order to live a life of Torah, if that learning is with the she'ifa of la'asos, it doesn't mean that according to the Rambam that there's no din of Torah l'shma, chas v'shalom. Torah l'shma, that's the ideal learning, even according to the Rambam. But Torah l'shma is also almanas l'asos. Namely, that if such a circumstance were to come about, that you would be able practically to apply that which you're learning, wonderful. That's what I'm looking forward to. I'm looking forward to living a life of Torah. I may be learning currently that's connected with Tuma or Tahara. I may be learning currently that which is connected to Korbanos, but I have a she'ifa that all of my learning should be almanas la'asos. But how do you know if a person's learning is almanas la'asos? That's something that's in his heart. It's a dvarim shebelev. How do we know what a person, what his motivation is when he's learning? How do we know if his learning has that character of almanas lasos? So the Rambam will say, we have a litmus test. We have a litmus test which is brought in the Gemara in Moed Katan. That the litmus test is, what if he's learning and a mitzvah pops up? So if he's really, really learning almanas lasos, he'll stop learning and do the mitzvah. That's the litmus test to tell us that he is an osek b'mitzvah. Namely, that the difference between a mitzvah she'efshar la'asos hayedei acher and i'efshar la'asos hayedei acher is not a question as to the value of Torah klapei other mitzvahs, but rather we want to define the person as an osek b'mitzvah. Once he's defined as an osek b'mitzvah, then we can say that osek b'mitzvah pater min ha'mitzvah. So the reason that, so the Rambam really holds osek mitzvah is patur min hamitzvah. However, he has to do a mitzvah that comes about when he's learning to show that he's really an osek b'Torah. Otherwise, his Torah is not that nature of Torah that would allow for osek b'mitzvah to be patur min hamitzvah. Just maybe to sharpen what Rav Uchenstein is saying within the Rambam. Both the Rambam and the Meiri say that a mitzvah she'efshar la'asos ayidei acher, you should just continue learning. Why should you continue learning if there's a mitzvah she'yachal la'asos ayidei acher? According to the Meiri, very simply, because there's no din of osek b'mitzvah pater, that even though there's no din of osek b'mitzvah pater min ha'mitzvah in terms of the world of Talmud Torah, but the reason that you continue learning is because of the erech of Torah. this is yikara mipnimim, that the Torah is a super mitzvah, and that other mitzvah, which is yachalas, so the achar is a regular mitzvah. So you just continue. Mashenken, according to the Rambam, the reason you continue learning is because you're pater from the other mitzvah. That the mitzvah, if sharla sosei de'acher, there's no litmus test. There's a litmus test is only in the mitzvah she'ev sharla sosei de'acher. A mitzvah she'ev sharla sosei de'acher, there's no litmus test. So you just continue learning. Nafgamina would be, what if you're learning and someone knocks on the door and asks for tzedakah, and you could continue learning while you're giving him tzedakah? So what should you do? So according to the Meiri, if you can do both, you certainly should do both. The fact that Talmud Torah may be on a higher level, but the other mitzvah is on the table. There's no din of osig mitzvah part of a mitzvah by Talmud Torah. But according to the Rambam, even if you could do both, you don't have to do both, because osig the mitzvah, pater min ha-mitzvah. In other words, unless we have a litmus test. And here we don't have the litmus test. If we take this approach in the Rambam, then everything turns into kafta v'ferach. Then we understand the Rambam in Hilchos Talmud Torah is telling us that generally, if it's a mitzvah she'ev shal asosei de'acher, we say osik the mitzvah pater min ha-mitzvah. Talmud Torah trumps mitzvah she'ev shal asosei de'acher. It's a mitzvah she'ev shal asosei de'acher. You have to continue learning, because otherwise you're not called an osik the mitzvah. It's not, you're not learning, wouldn't be amenas lasos if you wouldn't stop. So you have to stop to give yourself a status of osik the mitzvah. Were you not to stop, then your learning would be meaningless. It's better that you would not have been born than to learn in such a manner. When we deal with the world of Peru or Revu, here, what are you doing? You're trying to create your background. You're trying to create your lilmod in order, amanas la'asos. Peru or Revu enters into the picture. But you don't want to be mevatel Peru or Revu. All you want to do is push it off until you're able to reach the level that you'll be able to be totally, your entire life, lilmod amanas la'asos. So over here, in that situation, we don't view Peru or Revu as a litmus test. In other words, when it's a question of matzah or lulav, that's a litmus test. So you're going to be mevatel lulav or matzah, then your learning is not amanas la'asos. However, in terms of Peru or Revu, you don't want to be mevatel Peru or Revu. All you want to do is push it off. If you want to push it off, you have the right. Why? Because I was like the mitzvah, pater min ha-mitzvah, and there's no litmus test, and so you can continue learning because you want to create a situation where your entire life will be a lilmod amanas lasos. That is, you know, it's taken to an extreme by the Marach or Zarua. He says that not only applies to Talmud Torah versus Peru Revu, it applies to someone who's a base rabbo. He's a base rabbo because he wants to become a ben Torah. He wants to be someone with a shifa of always learning amanas lasos. While he's involved in that process, he's able not just to push off mitzvos, but even to be mevatel mitzvos. What about the litmus test? So we say that the beis rabbo, there's no litmus test. The beis rabbo is a unique situation in which the person, it's a now or never that he's going to become a ben Torah who will be able to be learned almanas lasos. Rashi is much easier to explain. Rashi simply says, in achinami, when he gets to beis rabbo, he'll have to be mekayim all mitzvos. In other words, there we're going to say that the keeping mitzvos is a litmus test. But when he's on the way to beis rabbo, again, that journey towards, so he's on a journey towards a life of lilmod amanas lasos. That hechsher mitzvah, just as Talmud Torah, we say that Talmud Torah, we apply the din of osig mitzvah patur min ha-mitzvah, we'd apply it also to the hechsher mitzvah. Just that within the mitzvah itself, we have a litmus test. Within the hechsher mitzvah, we don't have a litmus test. Namely, what Rav Lichtenstein did to explain the Rambam in Hilchos Ishus was rather than reject the Rambam as it's written, which the Maharam Shik and the Orach HaShulchan and the Balatanya tried to do, is to take the Rambam as it's written, but to re-explain the sugya in Moed Katan. To basically base ourselves on the Yerushalmi. We know that the Rambam many times based himself on the Yerushalmi, that according to the Rambam, Osek the mitzvah is pater min ha-mitzvah even in the world of Talmud Torah. But it has to be a world of Talmud Torah. And what's a world of Talmud Torah? A world of Talmud Torah is a world of lilmod amanas lasos. That's Rav Shimon bar Yochai, that's Rav Yochanan in the Yerushalmi. Without that, then that's not defined as Tamat Torah. Once it's defined as Tamat Torah, so in Achiname, Yosif a mitzvah is Pater min ha-mitzvah, with the exception of the litmus test, that if a mitzvah comes about and it's a question of either or, so you have to show that you're really learning Amanas Tassos. But since Peru Revu lends itself to be postponed, not to be Mavuto, so there is no litmus test. And then we apply that which the Rambam says, black and white, that that this individual is Osik mitzvah Pater min ha-mitzvah, the kol shekein b'talmud Torah. Okay, we should all be zochet to learn Torah al menas lasos, and Mirtz Hashem, Akash Baruch Hu should give us all the possibilities of al menas lasos, not just those mitzvahs that we're chayev currently in our state of galus, but also those mitzvahs that will be mekayim in Mirtz Hashem b'mehera b'gula shlema.
I should call.